We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We've come to that point in the week that everybody waits for, quite frankly, Ron. It's Cookie Surprise. We've had highs, we've had lows. We've had people show up, we've had people not show up. But for the most part, this has been meaningful for you, has it not been?
It has absolutely been meaningful, and I can't wait to deliver my line.
Ron, go ahead and deliver your line.
Caller, who are you?
Hey, Cookie, I won a couple of Stanley Cups, and Mario played on my line.
Bob Airy, welcome. That's right. You weren't on Mario's line. He was on your line. That's for sure. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm glad you took a few minutes. You always make our show better. I know Joe agrees with that. And what do you think about what's happening? Are you trying to be optimistic?
I've been optimistic all through this. You got to do what you got to do, safety first. But, I think everybody's done their job, done their part, flattened the curve. And I think it's time with some of the correct precautions that seem to be in place and to kind of make those steps in moving forward. I don't think it's never a perfect world. There's a lot out there that can trip us up. But I'm optimistic and just happy to be on with you two right now.
Well, Bob, what I mean, do you like the format? Is this about the best you could expect coming back?
Yeah, I like it. I'm excited. I like it. I don't have any problems with it. It's always going to be a listen. It's brutal getting through the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it'll be tough just getting in there if the Penguins do indeed face the Montreal Canadiens. Nothing's perfect. Everybody's going to have a gripe. But, listen, if you're good enough, you're going to win. You're going to win your rounds. You're going to get through. And, listen, the Penguins should be very blessed that they're reading what I read this morning here with Jake Guentzel's progress. You know, he's their best scorer. He's going to be available for the playoffs. I don't think they were going anywhere without him, guys. Now I think they got a great chance.
Joe, jump in, please.
Bibbs, it's wonderful to talk to you again, and I wonder where on your career highlights this ranks being Cookie's Surprise.
this is right up there, Joe. I don't know if you knew I was coming on. I get equally excited talking to you, so great to be on and at least chat about hockey, just to hear your voices. Everybody sounds, chipper this morning, so I'm looking forward to trying to get past what we've gone through here. It hasn't been fun for anybody, I don't think. But it's been an opportunity to kind of, for a lot of people to reacclimate, get beside their kids, do some different things, maybe play some games, watch some TV. I've watched enough Netflix here. I'm running out of shows, but I'm looking forward to get back into hockey, that's for sure.
Bob, don't ruin my surprise by saying you were looking forward to talking to Starkey as much as talking to me. That kind of detracts from my surprise a little bit.
Well, I haven't talked to him in a while, Cookie, so I at least got to make him feel, got to make him feel good.
Go ahead, Joe.
Whose question, Ron? Well, what do
it's
you think
yours.
About this
Go
series? Bibbs, if this
it.
Comes to pass, Penguins, Canadians, if it comes to pass, what do you expect to see?
it's going to be a tough one. The Canadians want to lock up the neutral zone. They're going to force what they did against the New York Islanders last year. But the Penguins beat themselves last year against the good Islander hockey team, and they fell right into that trap. They're going to have to learn from that like they have this season. They're going to have to play simple hockey, get pucks in behind the defense, and not turn the puck over in the neutral against the Montreal Canadiens, who certainly have enough talent to beat anybody in this league. They're a 500 hockey team. Montreal, they have great goaltending. In a five-game series, Carey Price could stand on his head. But I like our goaltenders too, guys. We had one in the All-Star game and another with two Stanley Cups. And so I don't, whenever they compare goaltending, they like to always, especially up in Canada, talk about Carey Price. And I still like what we got. And our goaltenders proved to be his equal, his match over the last couple of years, certainly. And I like our chances. The Penguins, with the horses they have and getting Gensel back, I don't think the Montreal Canadiens, even though it's a five-game series, I don't see them taking three games against Pittsburgh.
Well, Bob, you mentioned the Penguin goaltenders. Do you go with Matt Murray if it starts next week or whenever it starts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. He's my guy. He always has been my guy. That's not taking anything away from Tristan Jarry, and that was not taking anything away from Marc-Andre Fleury. Matt Murray was my guy back then at the time. He was Mike Sullivan's guy, more importantly. He's the guy that he's the bench boss. He's the guy that makes the decisions. Doesn't matter what my opinion is. And he's won two Stanley Cups. Who's to say he can't win a third? Who's to say that? So I like Matt Murray when he's on. He's one of the best in the business, and I'd go with him.
Talking to Bob Airey here on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. He is Cookie's surprise this week. We're both overjoyed to be talking to our old friend Bibbs. So let me ask you this. Obviously a lot of excitement about the idea that Gensel will be back, but isn't it realistic after being out so long and with such a serious injury, Bibbs, that it might take him a while to get back in the flow here if he's even ready at the outset? Rutherford said yesterday he's still rehabbing. And the idea was July or August or so, he would be ready to play hockey. Of course, nobody thought they'd actually be playing hockey at that point. Maybe, who knows, maybe he could have come back for the finals. I don't know about all this. You?
Well, nobody knows anything, Joe, and everybody else has been out for an extended period of time. So I think it's going to even up the playing field. I'm looking around the league at all these players that are coming back. Toronto Maple Leafs have to face Columbus. Maybe in Columbus or in Pittsburgh, if we're fortunate enough to be one of those host cities. But, Seth Jones, one of the best defensemen in the league. I think he's the best, by the way, he and Roman Josi. But, there's a lot of things going on. But I think the playing field for Jake Gensel has been leveled a little bit here. He's been given a little extra time, and nobody else has been on skates unless you're over in Sweden, from what I hear. So, We'll wait and see. Jake Gensel's a big-time player. He's so smart, and he'll be in great shape. He'll be in as good a shape as anybody, and I love the Penguins' chances because I know the way I see the way they come into camp from day one, and this is going to be a longer training camp than they normally have. I mean, if they're going to go 2.5-3 weeks, normally they're coming in, they're playing exhibition games about the third or fourth game in, and they're playing hockey in a couple of weeks. So I don't see the level of play being down at all. I see a Stanley Cup on the line. I know what hockey players play for. It's all about that Holy Grail. And I see the Penguins being in fine form and being in as good a shape as anybody to challenge for that Stanley Cup.
Bob, I'm curious. You say you don't think the play would be that shoddy, whatever. You guys skate almost year-round. I know even after you win a cup, you take a couple weeks off and you start skating again. You haven't been able to do that. Players haven't been able to do that this year with this pandemic. I mean, is it going to take them a long time to get ready? And should they be concerned about injuries coming back too quickly?
I don't think so. I mean, you're going to have injuries anyways because it is the Stanley Cup playoffs and it is the start of something here. And players are just going to be jumping out of the starting gate, Cookie. But, I don't think the level of play will be down. You you're going to have a lot of you're going to have a big roster on every team because the American Hockey League's not coming back. You're going to see extra bodies. You're going to see a Penguin team. I love the way the Penguins come out of the gate right from the get-go when the season starts. Listen, they weren't playing great hockey when we stopped play, and they weren't playing great hockey at the end of the season against the New York Islanders, both mentally and physically. They were not in good shape. So I think this is going to bode well for the Pittsburgh Penguins, regardless of what some of the player, I remember Marchand said for the Bruins that he thought their team might be at a disadvantage. Who knows? Who really knows? It's a guessing game. All as I know is you better win the first game because it's going to be all important not to get behind in these series. You don't want to put your back against the wall, but you're going to have to play smart mental hockey, I think, through all this and not try to do too much because penalties are going to be affected. The Penguins will work a ton on their power play through this, and they have a great power play. They work on it every day in practice. That's going to be something. Be disciplined, not get in penalty problem, have your power plays and so your special teams operate at a high level if you can, coming right in. The Penguins have a ton of talent in that area. I don't know. I'm just excited. I feel good about the Penguins' chances here, guys. And I don't think the level of play, yeah, one team's always going to look a little more shoddy than the other because it's going to be a high-stakes affair. Let's just hope the Penguins are the team that looks fine-tuned.
All right, Bibbs, let's assume Jake Guentzel will be ready to go. What are your top two lines?
Well, I think Jake Guentzel is going to probably start on the second line with Malkin, if you call that the second line. I don't know. You're talking about a couple future Hall of Famer and All-Star, and you want to call that the second line. I think, with some of the trades that Rutherford made, you're going to see, you're going to see the first line. You're going to see some of those guys stay there. I think Guentzel moves to the second line. It's tough. It's going to, you know how Mike Sullivan move stuff around, like period to period or shift to shift. So, I can say something one day, it can start that way in warm-up, and it could change when the score's 1-2-0, 5 minutes into a hockey game, Joe. So, we talk a lot about lines. I think the Penguins have that opportunity to move a guy like Zucker into any role they want for a second or third line situation. We'll wait and see how Patrick Marleau comes back from this and where he fits into it. I think he's a good stabilizing force, but a guy that you can move around the lineup and a guy that was on the top six when Guentzel was out. But listen, he could be a fourth line player, but he could be an incredible fourth line player for this hockey team. He's so darn smart. And if you're winning hockey games, I like that back in the early 90s, we had guys like myself or Bork or your Troy, we could play in the fourth line, but if you're up 4-2 in a hockey game and you're trying to preserve the victory, well, you throw us up under the top six. You could do that with Patrick Marleau. He knows exactly what to do, how to play the right way. He'll get pucks in behind the D, and he won't get caught up ice. And, boy, what a great pickup he was.
So if Guentzel's ready to go, what are your top two lines? I'm coming right back at you, Bibbs. I want your top two lines. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start with Zucker and Crosby and probably Connor Sherry on your first line. And then you're going to go with Jake Guentzel and Malkin, and who am I missing there?
Rust.
Excuse me? Yeah, and Rust. So there you go. There are your top two lines.
Thank you.
Bob, they declared the season over. Now it's going to be playoffs. We talked about this earlier in the week. Who's your MVP of the league?
My MVP of the league? Wow. Now that's a tough one there, and you got me thinking. Pasternak's been pretty good. A guy that won the Rocket Richard. I haven't even been asked that question, the MVP of the league.
Well, we were talking, we threw out some names among ourselves, the two guys in Edmonton, McDavid, and obviously Draisaitl. And Pasternak certainly has to be on the list.
Yeah, I think in Pasternak right now, he'd be my go-to guy. He's had a tremendous season. He's the first guy that came to the top of my head. I mean, Draisaitl and McDavid have benefited from one another, certainly big talents. One's going to win the Art Ross there. And Draisaitl had another heck of a season, backed it up. He went back-to-back. you know, it's unfortunate we weren't able to get a guy to 50 goals. That would have happened this year. So, you know, let's go with Pastrnak in that situation. Nobody's accomplished anything yet, but listen, guys, great league we have now, great hockey, great young talent. You see the young talent, but has anyone pushed Sidney Crosby from the perch? You know, I don't know. Once again, he's, you know, perhaps the best two-way hockey player in the game. He certainly was last year, and I thought he had his finest season the year before this in the National Hockey League, even in his 30s. I love the way Malkin has played this year and come back, and Letang is strong. If the Penguins can get Schultz to play the way he did a couple of years ago, I think you're going to easily be able to have you have so much depth on this hockey team right now. I just think now's the time. They're playing to win. They've assembled a team to win here. Jim Rutherford and his staff from Lemieux down. I'm excited about it, guys, and I think the Penguins, at least right now, with Crosby in-house and Malkin playing the way he is, we have another window here through 4 or 5 years.
Bibbs, I spoke with Mike Lang last week about some of his memorable moments in the NHL. We'll take you to some happier times here, and he spoke of one surely being the plane ride home from Minnesota that night that you guys won the Cup, and how Craig Patrick said, you're not going to be able to get to your cars here because the parkway's closed. What's your best memory about either that flight or the party that ensued?
Well, all the drinking out of the cup. We had the wives on the trip coming back. We went into school buses after that into the parking lot. Craig was right. My wife passed out. Dr. Burke had the paper bag there because she couldn't breathe with the heat and people jumping on the top of the bus. It was about 150 degrees in the bus. It was unbelievable. And then we were just so tired after that. We didn't know where to go. And then we went over to Brasso's house, sat on the cup, and had a few more beverages, and then just planned our day for the next week. And the next week was such a blur, but so much fun. I can, you know, still have, you know, some of the thoughts in my mind and some of the pictures and photos in the scrapbook when there was scrapbooks and they weren't on your phone. Really, really incredible stuff. Nothing like that first one. It was a long time coming for some of us, more than others. I was 10 years in the organization until that happened, you know, almost 10, but 8.5, 9. So it was a long time coming, Joe, and, you know, dreams did come true. A lot of work, a lot of trial and tribulation. I think I was very lucky along the way, very fortunate. And, you know, you can't do it without the support of everybody around you. So, and I don't think it's just like life. You need everybody around you in tough situations, and hopefully we all have that now.
Bob, there have been replays of all these great games. Do you watch them? Have you watched them and they bring you back things you haven't saw before, you hadn't thought of? Do you sit there and relive those moments?
You do. You know, I haven't really watched, you know, I've been able to go down and watch just some excerpts of them, not the full game sometimes, but been asked a lot of questions about them with some of the folks at AT&T or with the Penguins or like yourself. It's been fun. It's been good to relive the memories. You forget about the situations and some of the games and some of the things that unfolded, so it was nice to go back, but it was also amazing to see how brutal sometimes the game was back then. You know, how Mario had to endure what he did, how he was hogtied, and basically, you know, he'd have two guys on him every game. You know, it's funny, and people, they kind of want to compare, you know, a Crosby and Lemieux and maybe a Malkin. It's unfortunate in ways because they're so different, hockey players, and the game is so different. But all I can say is when I look back at those times and I see the things that Mario did, that was incredible. That was something special, guys. And I think we all, when we look back at that, realize what a hockey player he was. I mean, if we didn't think he was, just to be able to go back and see some of the things he did and the way he put the team on his back is incredible.
Bibbs, you're a wonderful man. Ron would like to say goodbye.
Bob, I really appreciate you taking the time. You made my day, man. We got to do this more as the season gets back to going, hopefully. And Joe and I think I can speak for him. We love talking hockey with you, and thank you so much for taking part.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Cookie, you made my day as well. And Joe, you always make my day too.
Thank you, Bibbs. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.